Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Father, we thank you for the great things you've done. We thank you for bringing us into a new month. We thank you for the month of May. We thank you for the things we are hearing and are seeing, the mighty things you are doing in our midst as a church. I give you praise. I give you glory. We celebrate you, Lord. As we thank you, we know you are doing more. You are doing greater things in our midst. We give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Come on, put your hands once again to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Once again, God has brought us into a new month. Amen. Those of you who are familiar with our customs here in the church, every month God speaks. Amen. And this month God has also spoken. Those who said amen, God bless you. You can only hear what he speaks. Is somebody here with me? You can only hear what he says. If God doesn't speak, we are here for nothing. Is somebody here with me? So always we learn to hear him speak to us. And this man, God has spoken. Hallelujah. That is weak for me. Amen. In the book of Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter number 4, verse number 14, right down to 22. You know, sometimes when we begin the year, we are so excited about the prophetic theme, but as the year unfolds, we tend to kind of forget and not even to mention it anymore. Praise God. People come on the altar and they don't even mention the word exceptionalism. But that is the key. You see, it is so important for us to always remind ourselves of who we are. We are exceptional people. That is weak for some people. I wish I have the right congregation this morning. If you are one of the right exceptional people, you know what? The exceptional people makes the exceptional church. So are there exceptional people here? You see, the exceptional people have the right zeal. The zeal, it's shown. It's an inner word, inner force that propels an outward word, accomplishment. You see, when you have a zeal, it shows even in the church. It shows how you respond. Is somebody here with me? Yes. Yes. Tell somebody, I am exceptional. Praise God. And you see, you can't just be an exceptional person. You need the values. You need the quality. There's something that makes one exceptional. As a matter of fact, the word exceptional is not written in Bible as in, okay, exceptional. This is the scripture for it. And I believe many critics would want to look for the word exceptional in scripture. When they see our banners and they see our programs having the word exceptional, they will want to look out for that particular word in scripture. You won't find it. But the whole Bible is an exceptional book. So you don't need to kind of pinpoint one thing to prove or one scripture. Many a times people want to pick a theme from a scripture. Is somebody here with me? But our theme is encompassing. It is actually from Genesis to Revelation. Is somebody here with me? Yes, because we serve the God of exceptionalism. Hallelujah. And Jesus, who lived as an express image of God, also is an exceptional person. Is somebody here with me? The Holy Spirit is an exceptional spirit. That makes him holy. Do you understand me? All other spirits are filthy. Do you understand? That they are ungodly, they are evil. That's why we call them evil spirit. Wow. But because the Holy Spirit is exceptional, he is holy. I wish I have exceptional church here. Is somebody here with me? So you must understand that the word exceptional is not, you cannot pinpoint it or kind of get it right from a particular verse in scripture. But everything about the Bible, everything about God, everything about Jesus, everything about the Holy Spirit is exceptional. And that makes us also exceptional people. People who are called out of darkness. Exceptional people. We are called out of darkness into his marvelous light. Wow. Oh, I'm excited to be an exceptional person. I'm an exceptional pastor. Can I speak to exceptional church? To be exceptional means to be uncommon. Do you understand? You cannot have my brand anywhere. I am me. You know, many of you are excited about other brands. And today you came in with all kinds of brands, like the Gucci, like the Polos, and then like, tell me more. Either you're wearing the shoe or the suit, or you're having the deodorant or something like that. How many of you are wearing brands here? You got it. You got it. Yes, yes. What's the name of your suit? Come again? Huh? Pilari. Yeah, Pilari. It's a powerful brand. Yes, it's a powerful brand. Who's also having another brand here? Amen. You know, we have people wearing all kinds of brands, trying to become like others. You see, whenever you wear somebody's brand, you are trying to become like them. Do you know that? But the good news is that I am exceptional. I wear my own brand. I am me. I am what God says I am. And therefore, I am exceptional. Come on, are there exceptional people in the church? Hallelujah. Don't try to become anybody. Be who God wants you to be. And that is enough. Is somebody here with me? So it means to be uncommon. It means to be special. It means to be engaged, to be favored. It means to be outstanding. Wow. We want our church to be outstanding church. Because a church full of outstanding people can never fail to be outstanding. Am I speaking to somebody here? Don't try to become like somebody. You know, we are living in a society where people are copying and trying to become like others. Because once they see something with somebody, it's like, Charlie, then let me go for this hairstyle. Let me do something. You see, the person who did that hairstyle for the first time and never copied anybody is an exceptional person. I pray that may something new come out of your life for others to copy. Tell three people, I want to be original. Three people, tell them I want to be original. Is somebody here with me? Yes. That is exceptionalism. You see, exceptionalism doesn't make you proud, but it makes you appreciate who you are. Are you understanding me? The fact that you are exceptional doesn't mean that you must be pompous. Are you understanding me? You don't have to look down on others or trying to make others look mean or bad. No, but Charlie, there are certain things I wouldn't do because I'm exceptional. The fact that I'm not looking down on you doesn't mean that I must go your way. Is somebody here with me? Yeah, the fact that I don't understand what you are telling me, or I don't want to do whatever you are trying to let me do, doesn't make me proud. I'm exceptional. Tell somebody I'm exceptional. So I want this word to be re-echoing our spirit every now and then. You go to the office, you tell yourself, I'm exceptional. I'm not like you. Other many will be doing the same thing, but I want to be different. Is somebody here with me? In fact, if you try to put a particular scripture on the word exceptionalism, you will limit its what? Its power and its value on you. Amen. But we understand from the pages of the scriptures that Jesus, in many cases, was exceptional. But in a particular case, in Luke chapter number 3, verse 21, Jesus did something that was at a particular point in time. And therefore, we chose that aspect of it to actually depict the word exceptionalism. But there are many more. There are many more. The Bible makes it clear that all the people who were going for baptism, it came to pass that Jesus also, the same life, but it came to pass that Joshua also. You know, it comes to a point in time where you must learn for your name to stand out. Oh my God. You must make sure that is somebody here with me? And Jesus, nobody's name was mentioned, but Jesus' name was mentioned. Do you understand? And it came to that all the people, they were all categorized in at one place or one port, one part. But Jesus also. I pray for you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we are in the fifth month, and your exceptional life must show. I pray that may your name stand out. In the name of Jesus. In all that you do. Is somebody here with me? You see, then Jesus also being baptized, so he had to go through the same thing that everybody was going through, but he didn't go through the same way. So you go through the same thing, but how you go through it determines your outcome and your success. That is why you don't have to copy somebody. That's why you don't have to follow what somebody is doing. That's why you don't have to necessarily become like somebody. Because the same thing may happen to you, but your approach to what happens to you is what brings you your outstanding life. Is somebody understanding me? So Jesus, was able to stand out when he prayed. And you know, this is a house of prayer. Is somebody here with me? And the heavens opened. That is not what I'm trying to talk about today as I'm trying to introduce the prophetic theme for the month of May. In the book of Luke, chapter number 4, verse number 14 to 22, there we are trying to look at what made Jesus take an exceptional. What made Jesus very exceptional. You know, Jesus has been our example, and he will continue to be our example. How many of you believe that Jesus is the only example we know? Amen. And if we want to be exceptional, we shouldn't go outside of him, but we must learn of him. Praise God. Now, the Bible says that then Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and there went out the fame of him throughout all the region round about. Amen. He was full of the power. Say, he was full of power. Oh, yeah. Say, he was full of power. Behind every motion is power. Behind every momentum is power. Behind every word. You know, many of you enjoy Facebook. Many of you enjoy things on the website. But you must understand that what makes things move on the website, when you click on the button on your PC, on your phone or whatever, what makes things move? Have you ever thought of it? How? There is always power beneath every great move. Are you understanding me? Sometimes in an internet or in a website, they will write something below and say that powered by. Tell somebody, powered by. You know, what makes this camera work? What makes this microphone work? What makes the things we see here, the keyboard, there's something working behind it. What makes you exceptional? There's something that is working behind it. Right now, let somebody go to the meter and put off the light. You know, no matter how excited we are, nobody likes it when the power goes on. No matter how excited, you see, let's start singing right now and let the light go off. It's like the whole place is like we've blown some air into the fire, and the fire is quenched. I'm not trying to get you stand, but I'm trying to push something in your spirit. Is somebody here with me? So there is power beneath every move. Jesus was empowered. He was full of the power of the Holy Spirit. Is somebody following me? Now go on to verse number 15 as we carry on. And he taught in their synagogue, being glorified of all. Go ahead. And he came to Nazareth, where he had brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and followed up to read. Wow. Exceptional people do exceptional things. Is somebody here? We'll come to that probably another time as we get into some of the exceptional things we need to do. But then as you move on, Jesus himself attested to what made him tick, what made him strong, what made him exceptional. Verse number 18, the Bible says, there it was found of him, the book that was delivered unto him when he had opened the book. Go to verse number 18. Then he said that the spirit, come on. Am I having readers here? You must be exceptional. Come on, read. The spirit of our Lord. Anointed me to preach. Hallelujah. To heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty. That is a testimony of himself. I said, that is the testimony of God. Now, how do I know this? This is very important. And this month is really going to be a good month. How do I know this? Verse number 19. Now, after he had finished, he said that they preached an acceptable year. Go to 20. And this is why I'm going to push this. And he closed the book. I don't want to preach that. But and gave it again to the minister and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fasting. How strange. Push it. Listen. You only look as something that attracts you. No. Adia, you're tired. You're first serve, but let me push this thing through. Adia, you're tired. Oh, share no one, sir. But this is a situation that when Jesus had finished, everybody, what has changed? The same person they knew before. But this time they are looking at him some way. Charlie, something strange is happening. Amen. I pray that will be your testimony. Amen. You are coming to a situation where people will just stare at you. Do you know some of you have a problem when people stare at you? How many of you have that problem? When people stare at you, then I'm coming to tell you, you are not supposed to recover again. In fact, you are going to have more of this after today. You see, the fact that they stared at you doesn't mean bad. No. Don't get confused and don't get distracted when you see them watching you or looking at you. Put on your best steps. I know many women are having challenges and problems with that. You know, let me push this to the ladies here. Pastor, do you know why? they find something in you so attractive. The fact that they are staring at you doesn't mean that they are against you or they want to do something evil to you. Don't get this right. When you see they are looking at you, put on your best steps. And even look at them and say, you like it, right? And move on. Because people would only stare what attracts them. Are you understanding me? And some of you, you get confused. All of a sudden, you start missing your steps. And you are so morose then. I pray for you today that may you attract some good staring. I said, may you attract some good staring. The people started staring at him, which means they needed more. Charlie, Akwana, the message is too short. Amen. We need more of such messages. I think that day there was a revival in the church. Because nobody had ever read that scripture before. Praise God. So after he said, Charlie, we need more. We need more. And it's an indication when people come to church and they don't want to go after close of service, it means that there's revival. But when they are rushing to leave, even when the pastor hasn't closed, and people are going, it means there's a problem. I pray for you. Hallelujah. Wow. So verse number 21. You see, people will not just stare without saying. And some of you are worried about gossip. Hey, it is good when people find something to tell about you in a nice way. No, do you think that the things they said are bad? It's because they have seen something new that they don't even know. And when people don't know the things about you, they describe it anyhow, in any way. Is somebody here with me? Hey, sister, they were here to the near GD. Oh, who be that? Miss Onye, then. Because near Onimno is so limited. Kai. When people are limited in their opinions and with their understanding, they cannot criticize anything that they don't know. So look at how nice your style is. Because the person doesn't know and hasn't been there, and because he's limited in her understanding or his understanding, he started to talk about it. You are worried. Hey, next time the same thing they criticized, they will be practicing so. One come once my bed, then one from the start won't eat him. That is how people are. The moment of come once him, now I register. Now you're there. Now you're class or sister people. Hey, Charlie, I will do some. I heard. The Bible says, and they began to say to them, this day is the scripture fulfilled. Hallelujah. Yeah. This was not Jesus' testimony, but the people. This day, something strange has happened. Praise God. Now, I love 22. Now, everybody read with me, he said. And all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious higher. Ah. Higher. Yeah. This is exceptional scripture. He said, and all bear him witness and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, and you see, the exceptional cliche, let me put it that way, or the exceptional word would only be said of people that are around you. It is not something you try and portray or become or show by your hard work. You know, many, in as much as we strive to be exceptional and to be excellent, it is not to us to blow our trumpet. Do you understand? It is not to say that we are exceptional without the qualities. You know, you can be something without having, you can try to talk about something without having the quality for. Are you understanding me? And many of us profess to be something whilst we are not. Amen. And that is the most dangerous part of our lives. And that is the most, problem for our Christianity today, that we profess to have the power, but we deny the power thereof. We profess to have the grace for it, but then we don't have it at all. The people themselves bear witness to him and say, wow, it's not this Joseph's son. Something extraordinary has taken place. Something has changed about the same person they used to know. Something unique. What has become of him? We know him to be Joseph's son. But what we see now is more than where he came from. I pray that may this be your portion from today. So without trying to waste your time today, as many of you are standing, breaking your limbs and your waist, I don't want you to go home with a waist problem. Somebody's blessed. From everything that I've discussed with you, the Bible says the Spirit of our Lord, the difference between Jesus' former and his latter is the Spirit of our Lord. It's upon me. This month, our prophetic team that God has spoken to us is riding on the wings of the Spirit. Come on, do it again. Riding on the wings of the Spirit. Come on, tell three people, I'm riding on the wings of the Spirit. Come on, three people, riding on the wings. Riding on the wings of the Spirit. Riding on the wings of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Now you want to pray. Say, Father, put your right hand on your head. Father, in the name of Jesus, confirm the word of your servant over my life and perform the counsel of your messenger over my life this month. I declare that let it be indeed my mind whereby I'm riding on the wings of the Spirit. That makes me exceptional as Jesus was exceptional. I thank you that this month is going to be my glorious and my best month ever. In Jesus' name. Come on, shout a big amen. Let the exceptional church shout. Amen. Please be seated in the presence of God. Wow. Somebody say wow. So I want the word exceptional to be part of our vocabularies, or you know, announcements. Everything you say, at least let's talk about, don't just say miracle man, say exceptional church. Amen. Hallelujah. So on the wings of the Spirit, part 1A, somebody is blessed. Hallelujah. John chapter number 1, verse number 11 to 13. John chapter number 1, verse number 11 to 13. And he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Wow. Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Tell somebody, but of God. This morning, my first statement I want to make this morning is that every believer is programmed to know the Holy Spirit. Every child of God is programmed to know the Holy Spirit. And to be able to live the exceptional life, you are programmed, in fact, to know the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit to the believer is not just a symbol of the wind. It's not just a symbol of water. It is not a symbol of the dove. The Holy Spirit is not that which pushes people on the floor when there is prayer or there is an anointing service, and people begin to wobble their legs here and there and scream unnecessarily. That is not the Holy Spirit. Is somebody here with me? The Holy Spirit is not that sensation. What do you feel? I feel. The Holy Spirit is not the one it's not the tears that comes out of your eyes, though he can make you tear. Are you understanding me? Yes. He's not a wind, though he moves in wind. The Holy Spirit is God, and every believer is programmed to know the Holy Spirit. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is your biological spiritual parent. Write it. The Holy Spirit is my biological spiritual parent. What makes him biological spiritual parent? Because he gave birth to you. The Holy Spirit gave birth to you. And those who give birth to us are our parents. And the Holy Spirit is your biological spiritual parents. How? According to the scripture, we understand that as many that received him, as many that believed in his name, he gave them power to become sons of God. Sons of God. Which means you become a son to God. Is somebody hearing me? You are not even called a child. You are not even called a slave. You are not even called a servant. But straight away, you become a son. A son is the one who is able to inherit or take after his father. Is somebody here with me? Now, how was this possible? He said that this sonship which we are or we have in God did not come by a natural way. The natural way for somebody to be born is through the engagement of blood and flesh. When there is an intercourse, sexual intercourse, what is engaged is flesh and what? Blood. Is somebody following me? Yes. But this kind of sonship did not come by means of flesh and blood, but it came by the Spirit. How? Because God is a Spirit. The Bible says that whosoever is born of the flesh is of the flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is of God. So God giving birth to sons makes them also what? Spirit. Because God is a Spirit. Is somebody following me? So the Holy Spirit, who is the Spirit of God, is your biological spiritual parent. Wow. Which every child of God or every believer must know him. Is somebody here with me? Is somebody here with me? Now, every child of God that do well in life must learn to respond to this parenthood of the Holy Spirit. Every child that do well in life is the child that responds to its biological spiritual parent, that is the Holy Spirit. Just as we have children, many of you have children here, and the child that listens to his parent or her parents is the child that do well. That do well. That do well. They do well in school. They do well morally in life. But look at the children that don't respond to their parents. They become vagabonds. They become street boys. They become street girls. In fact, nobody, they don't respect people. Their life is wayward. They do things that are wayward. They are not able to, you can't tame them. You can't what? Tame them. When you tell them, don't do this, they will do the worst and even come and thank you for doing it. They don't listen to advice. When you try to advise them, they think they know more than you do. They become sons who, or daughters who are bastards. You know, sons are bastards. They become bastards. Is somebody here with me? So just as in the natural, we have children who don't listen to their parents, and they end up becoming weed smokers. Eh? Weed smokers. They eat in the bush. Is somebody here with me? You see that such people, they don't do well in life unless some grace come in. Praise God. But those who respond to their parents, they become homeboys and homegirls. Praise God. They do well in life. If it's academia, they go high. Whatever they do, they go, they do well. They do well. They do well. So not responding to the directions of the Holy Spirit or not listening to the Holy Spirit makes you a spiritual street boy and a spiritual street girl. Somebody following me? I didn't hear your yes. Amen. Anyone who forfeit in listening to this spiritual parent, you become a spiritual street boy and a spiritual world, no matter your age. If you are a believer, a child of God, and you don't respond to what the Holy Spirit is teaching and telling you, you become what? You become what? A spiritual world. And you realize that you don't do well in life. You don't do well in anything you do. You don't do well. You don't do well. You don't do well. Your life becomes hatu hatu or shata shata. Praise God. Amen. But those who do well and listen to the Holy Spirit, you become spiritual homeboys. Hush. Homie. Say homie. Do you know the homeboys are always in love with their parents? We have homeboy who is over 35 years, almost 40, but yet the father still buys him a car. Ah! Son, I've got some new Rolls Royce. That is for you. Go take it. Because he is a homeboy, even at his age, the father still takes care of him. Charlie, that new house there, move your family and go and live there. Your father will. Praise God. Once you are a spiritual homeboy, you never cease to receive from your father. And the Holy Spirit is your biological spiritual parent. Doing well in life means listening to what he says. Praise God. And that makes you a spiritual homeboy and a spiritual homegirl. I know there are some girls who are married with children, but yet their mother still cook from their house and go and give it to them. What an attachment. Kai, you are rather supposed to cook and go and give to your mom, but your mom will cook special food and bring it to you at home. Your mom is still serving you. I pray for you today that you become a spiritual homeboy and a spiritual homegirl in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, another good thing is that in this kingdom, nobody grows into fatherhood. Nobody grows into fatherhood. Everybody continues and remains a son. Amen. Listen, I've said it and I've said it again. My father always tells me this, and now I understand him better. He said that so long as I live, you are still my son. So long as I live, you are still my son. Are you understanding me? And whatever I tell you, it's final. Are you understanding me? And that made me understood this very well. That in the kingdom, we don't grow to become a father, because we already have a father. The Holy Spirit, who is our biological, spiritual Father, praise God, has never ceased to be our Father. Praise God. So you can imagine, even though I am a father now, I have a son, but so long as my father still lives, I'm still what? A son. Praise God. Is somebody here with me? So we come into the kingdom as sons, and we live as sons. There are some who think that, Charlie, from this level, I would say, I can do a lot of things. I can do what? Gosh. You know, these days, I can prophesy. function come. Now I see and I ask them, and they say it's true. You know, I can pray. And maybe there's a father in the house. Charlie, stop for crying. Come show. No one comes show. Come show. Oh, no. Charlie, by me, I can prophesy. My eyes are open. My eyes are out. And from that day, all of you start calling me what? Papa. Don't you know I'm also what? A papa. You are a papa because you can prophesy. Or you can pray. Charlie! Papa. Say papa. Say papa. The other day, my father asked me a question. I didn't answer him. You know, he follows everything that goes on here. And we were talking and he said, now, oh, yeah, from Papa, now me, my friend, me say, you see, it was a very interesting question because he was speaking from a spiritual point of view. Do you understand? Papa, do you understand? Because so long as there is a father, we are all sons. Are you understanding me? So we don't grow to be more than a father. Is somebody learning something here? So no matter your giftings, what you can do in the house of God, anything, you are still. Tell somebody you are a daughter, you are a son. Is somebody here with me? Now go with me to Romans chapter number 8, verse number 14. To buttress the point, everyone continues and remains a son or a child. He says that, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are what? As many that are led by the Spirit of God. So the number one criteria of a son of God, what typifies who a son of God is not your ability to see or your ability to pray. It is not your ability to preach. What typifies the son of God is that sons are led by the Spirit of God. Wow. They are led. The word led can also mean they are taught. They are shown. They are revealed to. Tell somebody be led. Tell somebody be led. So, anyone who comes under the tutelage, can I push that again? Say the tutelage. The tutelage simply means anyone who comes to be taught by the Holy Spirit, who is your biological spiritual parent, means he leads you. Praise God. And once you become a child of God, he brings you into his school. He brings you into his school. Thereby, he begins to teach you the things you need to know in order for you to be a spiritual homeboy and a spiritual homegirl. Praise God. And as he teaches you, you are led by him. So we are moved by the Holy Spirit as he leads us. How? By teaching us. Wow. So any child of God who has not been brought into the school of the Holy Spirit cannot be led by the Holy Spirit. Am I saying something important here? Anybody who has not been brought into the school of the Holy Spirit cannot be led by the Holy Spirit, because we are led by Him teaching us. Now, every child is taken to school so that the child will be taught. Is it clear? When you take your child to school, what you are expecting the school to do is to teach the child so that the child can live his life. So we go to school to learn things that would lead us in life. There are certain principles that you will never have, that separates those who didn't go to school and those who went to school. It's not about the 1+1 or the algebra or the simultaneous equation. Your inability or your ability to solve it was not the problem, but the principle that it instilled in you. When some of you were struggling how to, calculate certain mathematical, formula, pi r square and those things. When you take when we were doing WAEC exam, the math master is not interested in the answer. You see, asking. He's not interested in the answer, because you can even go and copy the answer and put it there. You think you have passed. Oh boy. How did you arrive at what? At the answer. And what he's looking out for is the steps, the articulation, the way you came by that. And that is what many of us don't want to go through. We even don't want to give an eye to it. But say, that is the answer. We all said that in school. The math master will ask you, how did you arrive by that? He said, but say, that is the answer. You copied. You saw somebody else and you quickly wrote it there. So it is not the answer that is important, but the steps. And it is not the difficulty of it, but the discipline that it instills in you. That becomes part of your life. But yet you don't know. So those kind of mathematics and those kind of, it's not to waste your time. At the end of the day, how many of you are still practicing algebra? Or still practicing simultaneous equation? Or still practicing Venn diagram? The 3-set problem. That is the most difficult for some of you. You can do the 2-set problem, but as for the 3-set, for me, that was the cheapest. I love the 3-set. If I don't get the 3-set, it means, in fact, I had to pass my math with strategy. For me, it was strategic. Because I mastered in Venn diagram, I mastered in the bar chart, and I mastered in simultaneous equations. These were the, and then I was lucky. All of them came. Pa, 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 pa. So I got all them eyes. And I'm there. Praise God. But the reason why I'm telling you all these things, it's not the Venn diagram. I mean, what is Venn diagram to me now? Amen. But the principle is that I can have a set of people who may be different. Another set of people who may be different. But in between them are two kinds of people who may come as a different group. Principle. Is somebody here with me? Many things we learned at school, we are not practicing them, but then the principle is still at work. Is somebody here with me? Now, when you take your child to school, your child is taught the principles of life, how to live life. Is somebody here with me? In the same way, the Holy Spirit also has a school. And anybody who wants to be a spiritual homeboy and a spiritual homegirl, come to the school of the Holy Spirit so that he or she will be taught. Now, being taught makes you lead life in a glorious way. Amen. Is somebody here with me? Now, the school of the Holy Spirit is for you to be planted in the church. It's not for you to be a passerby or for you to be a Halloweener, but for you to be planted in the church. It is only those who are planted that receive fresh nourishment from the streams of rivers, whose leaves are never withered, but they are always abiding forever. A tree can receive at a time. Because the moment the tree is cut, in no time, it will start withering. So you can't just store much and think that that is okay. That is why trees that are planted by the rivers always do well. Because every moment in their life, they are drawing from their source. They are always being nourished. They are always being, fruitful. They are always fresh. Why? They are planted. Trees that are not planted by the rivers, and somebody had to go and fetch water and water it. If the person fails or forget to water it for 3 days, for 4 days, 5 days, a week, what happens? Start withering. Now, to be planted means to be dedicated and committed to the church, which is the school of the Holy Spirit. Drop it. Sometimes you miss the most important step because your mind is not here. Amen. Tell somebody, I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Shout, I'm a spiritual homeboy. Amen. Now, remember that as you have been brought to the school of the Holy Spirit, which is being planted in the church, and to be planted means to be dedicated and be committed. The Bible says that they that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the court of thy Lord. Now listen. It is one of the core responsibility or one of the core work of the Holy Spirit is to empower you to fulfill your destiny. To fulfill your destiny. To fulfill your destiny. Say, to fulfill my destiny. Every child is taken to school so that the child will become somebody in the future. Am I right? Ask yourself, are you somebody now? Yes, say, I'm somebody. Are there somebody here? Exceptional somebodies. You are who you are because of the school or the training that was given you. That's why many spend money and time with their kids, taking them to good schools. Amen. There are some schools, if you attend, you will never be poor in life. In Ghana here. Even your mates, the fact that you are an amount for. It's enough for you. Your senior. What is your number? No, I'm born. You are not now from all your mates are driving the best cars. You see, the reason why you were taken to the school is so that you become somebody in future. And that is your destiny.
Your amen is weak.
Amen.
So when you come to the school of the Holy Spirit, which is being planted in the church, his core mandate is to empower you to fulfill your destiny. Everybody came to life with a purpose. You are here with a purpose. Say, I'm here with a purpose. Touch your heart and say, I'm here with a purpose. Anything that does not live for a purpose is wasteful. Praise God. Amen. Somebody's blessed. You see, you're not proud of your school because maybe your school didn't make you who you are today. But the school of the Holy Spirit is to make you fulfill your destiny. Amen. Nobody attends the school of the Holy Spirit and fails in life. I wish I'm speaking to somebody here. Nobody attends the school of the Holy Spirit and become a pauper and become a beggar and become an nonentity. Is somebody here with me? That is why he has brought you, so that you will fulfill your destiny. Shout, I'm in the school of the Holy Ghost. Is somebody here with me? In the book of Romans chapter 8, 19 to 30, explains that every child of God is a child of destiny. No child of God is born by chance. Shout, I'm a child of destiny. You are not born by chance. You are not a waste. I'm telling you, you are not a waste. I said, you are not a waste. You are born with a purpose. I said, you are born with a purpose. Anything that does not live for its purpose is a waste. So you can't live a wasteful life. Amen and amen. He said that for the earnest expectation of creation awaits for the manifestation of who? Of who? Of who? No, speak it like you mean it. Of who? Of who? Of who? Shout, I am a son of God. Do you know what this message is saying? Is that everybody in this life, in this world, is waiting for you. The whole world has come to a standstill waiting for what will show up in your life. Waiting for your exploits. They are waiting for your greatness. They are waiting for your destiny. They are waiting that something supernatural, something powerful is about to happen out of your life. In fact, the world is in waiting because they have never seen anything yet. They think something must show up. So he says that, and the earnest expectation of creation awaited for the manifestation of the sons of God. This is our time to be the best that God wants us to be. In whatever you are doing, you must be the best that God wants you. And that makes you exceptional. Because exceptional people are best people. Is somebody here with me? Can I push this further? If you're a businessman, be the best. If you're a student, be the best. If you're a wife, be the best. Whatever you are, be the best. If you're a lawyer, be the best. If you're an architect, be the best. If you're a banker, be the best. If you're a pastor, be the best. Because the world is waiting for the best which is coming out of you. I pray that you don't fail the world.
Look at the way you are responding. I said, I pray that you don't fail the world. Many of us are failing the world because when they are waiting and looking for the best out of us, they don't see anything. We have become failures. We have lost our taste. We have become like them, my daughter. We have become like them. We have become like them. We have become like them. You see, when you are common with somebody, you lose your respect. When you are common with somebody, you lose your respect. After all, minu ni na yepe today. But when you dare to be different, when you dare to be exceptional, they always salute you. They give you the respect that you need. Is somebody here with me? So it is time to be different from the world in terms of attitude, in terms of lifestyle, in terms of what we do. They want to see different things in us. The world is waiting for the manifestation of the sun. I pray you don't fail the world. I said, I pray you don't fail the world. I pray you don't fail the world. When people are looking for something out of you and they don't see it, they get so worried and confused. You are the reason why there's so much confusion in the world. I'm telling you, if you don't know, I'm telling you, you are the reason why there's so much chaos and confusion. People are confused and they are chaosing everywhere. Why? Because they lack the solution. And you have the solution. The solution has not been placed in them. It has been placed in you. And until you release the solution, there will not be peace in this world. Yeah. I pray that that solution is coming out of you. That which will solve the world's problem. That which will meet the needs of the world is coming out of you. In the name of Jesus. Everything is created to solve a solution. And in the school of the Holy Spirit, you are fulfilling your destiny by your manifestations. I said you are fulfilling your destiny by your manifestation. Shout, I am a son of God. Woo! Let me conclude, this time is up. Verse number 20
says that, for the creature was made subject to vanity, not willingly. It was made subject to vanity. Vanity means nothing came out of creation. It was empty. Not willingly. But the Bible says that by reason of him who has subjected the same in hope. So there was a transfer. There was a transfer. That which was of the world was taken from them. And the Bible said it has been placed in you. So that you will become a solution to the world. Is somebody here with me? Quickly, it says that because the creation itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. Now go to verse number 22. It says that for we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain. You know, I told you about it. Their confusion and their trouble has now reached them to cry and to groan. They are groaning. The word groan means to come with deep pain, to cry with deep pain. It's like a woman in labor. They groan. They are trying to groan for something to come out, but yet to no avail. It's somebody. So they groan and they were. And the Bible says that, and not only they, but we ourselves, which have the first fruit of the Spirit. Do you know the first fruit of the Spirit? That is Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit. Is somebody here with me? Even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption. Now the word adoption means to become a son. Because we must understand that we were once not a people. All of us were not part of the Commonwealth of Israel. In fact, as a matter of fact, after Jesus' death, his resurrection, his ascension, and his seating, then he adopted us. We were adopted like Abanoma. We were taken to become a son by reason of the finished work of Jesus Christ. Is somebody understanding what I'm saying? So
we have been adopted. Even though we initially were not given birth to by God, because the family of God is the Israelites. Can I push that? And we were described to be Gentiles. But then the Bible says that we Gentiles have also been adopted. Remember, Paul was speaking to the Romans, who at certain point in time also felt that there is a disparity between the Jews and then the Gentiles. But then he was speaking that even those who were not part of the commonwealth of Israel has now been adopted to become a son. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I came to tell you that you are a son.
Amen.
Now to it, the redemption of our body. Now go to verse 24. I want to push this. This is my last scripture. He said that for we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. You understand? For what a man seeth, why do he yet hope? Go to 25. But if we hope for that which we see, then do we patience wait for God? Likewise, the Spirit also helps our infirmity, for we know not what we should pray as we ought to. But the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us. Wait, what? Groanings which cannot. He's trying to push something, but time will not allow me to go into details and then try to let you understand what these lines mean, line by line and precept upon precept. But let's push to 27. He says, and he that searcheth the heart knoweth what is in the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to 28. And now he said, for we know that all things work together to them that love God, to them who are called according. Now hold it. Say, I am called. That is weak for somebody here. Tell, I am called according to the purpose of God concerning my life. You are not a Confucianist. Your life is not a bunch of confusion. You may have come as a result of a mistake, but you are not a mistake. Do you know that some people in their quest for pleasure can make babies, even though they had never planned to have babies? And some of you are an outcome of such games. Chale India gro kakra. Behu anatwam. Ye 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 ye. Say dia de fahin. Akwaboti kra amboti. Say I'm a destiny child. There are some of you here, even your mother tried to abort you, but you are still unabortable. Your amen is safe for me. Yeah. All the drugs that we're taking and cannot. I swear, is somebody here with me? That means that you are here on earth for a purpose. Master, I'm speaking to you. The fact that you failed before doesn't mean you are a failure. Am I speaking to you all? You are seated here, you failed once, and you think you are a failure. Something didn't go right once, and you think that that is what describes you. You are more than what you go through.
Yes.
Can I push this better?
Yes.
Listen. According to his purpose, that is why he wants you to be in the school of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
So that his purpose, listen, in school, you write exams and you are promoted. You move from one step to another step to another step. There are some of our elder here is pursuing PhD. I chanced on him. We became friends right from first degree. Then we went to second degree. Now he is going to PhD. Are you understanding me? He can have more PhDs if he wants to have. Why? Because we move from one step. Some of us started from kindergarten. But the sad thing is that you are still at kindergarten. Because the things that the Holy Spirit is teaching you, you are not ready to learn. The things the Holy Spirit is trying to lead you so that his purpose, and let me tell you, you are a frustrated bunch of being if you miss your purpose in life. The purpose that your maker gave you. That is why whatever you do, don't succeed. Because you have missed your step. He said, let me tell you, I would have worked to be a banker to the highest level, even worked at the Bank of Ghana. If I had not become a pastor, I would have still been a bunch of a confused person. No matter how much money I get, I'm telling you, that is of a fact. That is of a fact. There are many who rise so high, and you realize that they are wasting their time in whichever field that they find themselves. Not until you identify that thing that God brought you here on earth to do, you are a bunch of a confused person. Whatever you do will never succeed. And you think that God doesn't answer, listen to the Holy Ghost. Come to his school and let him teach you and lead you what you should do. I wish I can push better to this message. Is somebody here with me? That is why he wants you to become a spiritual homeboy and a spiritual what? Homegirl. Amen. According to his purpose. He said, for I know, Jeremiah 29 verse 11. Jeremiah 29. He said that, for I know the thoughts and the plans that I have concerning you. They are not of evil but of good to give you an expected end. Let me tell you, the Holy Spirit is the fulfiller of destiny. You are here, you want your destiny to be fulfilled. You need to be in the school of the Holy Spirit. Some of you, the Holy Spirit, you have come to the school, but you keep on failing. You are trailing all the time. Because just as you write exams, the Holy Spirit will also give you exams to write. Sometimes the afflictions you go through are not from the devil. Wake up. Tell somebody, wake up. Sometimes some delays are not from the devil. But it's all about test. Tell somebody, test. Some of you have been casting God with your prayers without knowing. Because the thing is not from the devil, but you wake up and say, I cast you, you demon. The things we go through, the challenges, some of them is to teach us certain principles in the school of the Holy Spirit. Kwata. 2 weeks na no anyim. Onyim ya, o den kan 9 months no kran so. O den Awurade man 3 months ma mengo. O 3 months na na the office ya kran no kran mo. O mese wo. You want everything. You see, we are living in a world of fast food. Everything must go fast. You come to church and the pastor delays for even 30 minutes fast. Everything is what? Fast. I'm going to first and say, I meet me a coffee fast. Hey! Catch on, I say, quata. Tell another person, ish. In the school of the Holy Spirit, you are taught patience. So, God may intentionally try some way somehow to keep you.
to learn the principle of patience. So, for some, at every stage, you may experience it. You may think, oh dear, adi papa biya edin wo abrebo ma san aba enye sa ni nyankopon honko. What the Holy Spirit is trying to teach you, if you don't learn it, you keep on marking time. Is somebody following me? So a young girl, very beautiful, but it's like you're not successful in any relationship. It's either you give up yourself, and which you are not ready to do, or you stay. I'm 28, I'm 30, I'm 34, 35, still counting. Patience. Then, some way, somehow, God saw that you have qualified, you have passed. He brings you into another level of marriage. But then, because you passed the patience, another test will not come through patience, but it will come by love. You need to learn how to love. So immediately you got married, because you have passed the stage of patience. So God will not keep you waiting anymore. But then another test must come. Maybe a test of love. You are somebody, you don't like people, but yet you expect your children to be loved. Do unto your neighbors as you want to be done to you. God will test you at every stage of your life in the school of the Holy Spirit. Now listen to me. That is what from verse number 28 or something. Now he says, go to Romans 8, 28. Let me push this. Are you ready for it? This is my last. Everybody go. You see, you must read it almost when you more. God bless you. Everybody go. Do you understand this? You don't. For we know that all things in the school of the Holy Spirit, there is nothing like a mistake. Even your stops, your delays, your impatience, the things that you think is a mistake, God is able to turn it for your good. And it also means that at the end, you see, the end has already been registered, the end has already been set, the end has already been approved, certified, and sealed. Okay. Listen, no matter what happens to you, at the end of the day, the end is set. Okay. I said, no matter what happens, whether you are delayed, or you are going through the test. It's like going through a lot of tests from class one. But then at the end of the day, your PhD certificate has already been prepared with your name on it. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So it is not so much of the test that you go through, which is also important, but it is the end that so some of you are concentrating on what you are going to test now. But you have forgotten that your end has already been fixed. You are worried about your problem. What God is taking you through now. Instead of you learning from it, you are worried about it. But God wouldn't do anything which he has not already finished already. He wouldn't do anything which he has not already finished. Before you start seeing it in your life, he has already finished it. Ah. Let's end it here. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love him, to them who are called according to. Wow. I am called. Now let me give you this last scenario. I want to push this before the service is over. Are you ready for it? Can I, are there caterers here? How many of you are caterers here? You know how to cook like pastries and those things? You're a good caterer, right? How many of you caterers are here? How many of you are caterers? There's no caterer here? Oh. Ritani, you're a caterer, aren't you? At least you can cook Benkuen. You're very happy to see you displaying some food on your status. Ain't you a caterer? Amen. But how many of you know how to prepare cake? You know how to prepare cake. God bless you. Can you give me one ingredient of a cake? Margarine. Yes, margarine. And what again? Egg. And what again? Milk. And then what again? Sugar. And then what again? Huh? Huh? Nutmeg. Somebody says soda. Amen. Okay, it's enough. Thank you for that. Now, can you be on your feet, Pastor? If I ask you to drink soda or eat soda raw, would you do it? Why?
It's harmful to me.
When you eat it raw, it is harmful. Wow. Is it true? Good. Have a seat. Clap for him. Get up, Daisy. If I should ask you, you said nutmeg, right? If I should ask you to grind nutmeg and chew it and swallow it, can you do it? Why?
To the body.
It's harmful to the body. Is it only harmful? It doesn't taste good. That shows you are not a caterer. Who said egg? There's somebody who said egg here. You said egg. Be on your feet again. Ben Maketra. No. Egg. Just break your eggs, put it in the bowl, and beat the egg, and you drink it. How are you going to feel? How many of you can eat raw egg? Now you realize that all these individual ingredients can never be eaten separately without processing. Is somebody following me? Sometimes, a certain stage of your life is the egg. But you need it in the cake. So when the egg is sticking, that's the time you were eating. Oh God, not then, you're a day. I'm in quiet. Consider baby. I'm a dukosia. Hey! It gets to a time and you get to the nutmeg, the margarine. Margarine right there. How can I eat my dreams? I don't like my dreams. It's something for me. And left alone to eat it raw. That's not possible. But you need it in the preparation of your life. So when you bring all these ingredients together, you combine it, and you don't just leave it like that. You put in a baking can and then you increase the temperature of your oven sometimes to 100 degrees Fahrenheit.
100 will not big. It won't big. So it's more than that. That is about 200. Eh? 180. You guys are cookers. You cook. Tell somebody 180. Masa, 180. A dear born in Guanamay. Tell somebody 180. And you know, if you are the cake being put in the oven that is heated to 180, when you banana bebo. Ajay! A boy! Oh, come here! Me ho si sheme na die nko a asore ba ko a meko na me nko a boni ben ma eden na o ke kansem etia yakopo so the office on kwa na wi ase dadwene nyina all the burdens I carry. You think that you can never be happy in this life? Hey, all things, the all things can be the margarine, the what do you call it, the flour, the egg, the nutmeg, but then when they are put together, they work for your good taste, even including the heat. So when the cake is baked, wow, what a sweet aroma. Somebody will be far somewhere. Start smelling something sweet. But the time that the cake was going through the process, nobody could feel or hear anything. Sometimes that is how life is. Are there people here? You may be going through something now, but you are going to come out as a sweet aroma. Not only the aroma, the taste of it. I love cakes. I love cake, especially chocolate cake. If you're going to give me cake, make it chocolate. I love chocolate cakes. Amen. They are sweet to taste. But nobody can see what went into the preparation. You are sweeter than cake. You are better off than what? If at any point in time, the case that I can't be eat raw. You see, cake without egg, I don't know how it will. Have you tried that before? Cake without, but this day they've been using banana and stuff like that. But that is not the original. Tell someone that's not the original. The original, what we are used to is the flour. The correct flour. Somebody's blessed. Be on your feet.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.